to swing low in the steady on the cloud. I ride to heaven when the saints go marching. When the saints, oh, when the saints are marching in. When the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. The love of God, how rich and pure. The love of God is greater far. Amen. Than tongue, than tongue pain, than even. It goes beyond, it goes. Whoa, the highest star, and it reaches to the lowest star. The guilty pay, the guilty pay. Bow down with day on David's side. Thank you, Lord. Oh, to win is every child, is every child. He reconciled and pardoned for. Yeah. Let's tell him now. Oh, love of God, oh, love of God, how rich and pure. How rich and pure, how measureless. Yes, no, it shall forever, it shall forever. The more in your mercy than it. Yes, when worry time, when worry time. Pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms. Oh, when men who hear they refuse to pray and locks and hills and mountains. God's love so sure. God's love so sure. Your love shall still endure. Oh, measureless and strong. Redeeming grace, redeeming grace. To Adam's ways, her Satan.
Oh, my Lord, who trained thee goodness grow, your goodness grow. Haunted the old, whole stretch from the sky. I too, full of a bone, full of a bone. Our region pure, our measure what I'm longing for, Lord. A heart that follows after thee. Don't you want a pure heart? Oh, a pure heart. That's what I long for, Lord. Oh, a heart that follows after thee. A heart that I sure.
Pure hearts, don't you want your pure heart? Is it not wonderful to worship the Lord? If I could just say to the technicians that the instruments are a little bit too loud, you know, you want to hear the people singing? The Lord wants to hear the voices of his people. But thank you, Brother George, it was a blessed time. Thank you to the musicians. It's wonderful to be gathered in his name. So God bless each and every one. We just wanted to speak something short this evening and come to a time of prayer just to welcome each and every one. We're so very privileged and glad to have precious friends here again, to see many that are here, some across from England, some from different places, Northern Ireland, God bless the saints that have traveled today, some from down in the south as well. We do really appreciate it. And to have our precious brother Daniel Mazur with us once again, brother, we're so glad to be with you. It's a great blessing and a privilege. We'll do introductions better tomorrow morning. And also to our brother Cheslin Downs, flying overnight and getting in from Cape Town. Brother Cheslin's one of us. We just lent him to the brothers down there for a while. So may the Lord bless him. So saints, everyone's had quite a long day. I know some people are tired. We thought we'd come to pray this evening. But before we come to pray, let's just take a thought. Something maybe that could help us as we get into this week before us. So Luke chapter 8 verse 18. Let's take our scripture from there. Luke chapter 8, verse 18. We're so glad to be back in this place again. It's such a wonderful place. To those who have never been here before, we've been here many times and we've always had a wonderful time. There's something special about being in the mountains. We do appreciate it. May the Lord help us. Luke 8, let's read verse 18. This is Jesus saying, "Take heed therefore how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have." Let's pray. Father, what a blessed time to worship you upon this evening, Lord, though we come tired from our business of the day. But Lord, in your presence, that's where we are strong, Lord. In your presence, that's where we belong. And we just pray your presence to be the portion and inheritance of every person in this place upon this night. Father, that your quickening and strengthening and, Father, comforting power, even as we sung of the love of God, Father, may be our portion. And as you open up your word for a short season, speak to us, Lord. Help us, we pray, and bring us unto prayer and set our hearts right for these services that lay before us. May you bless each person, bless each soul, bless this place, we pray. Even anybody watching on YouTube, bless them as well, we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated, saints. God bless you richly. I just want to take a short thought on let's take heed. Because Jesus says, take heed therefore how you hear. Now another translation says, be careful therefore how you hear. And the one I really liked was, be careful then how you listen. Now that's quite a thing. Now let's think of who's saying this. This is Jesus saying this. Now, Jesus is telling us to be careful how we listen. And I thought it was just a thought maybe we needed to say at the beginning, before we go any further, think of who's saying this. Now, this is Jesus himself saying it. Jesus who loves us more than anybody. Now, Jesus who cares for us and wishes the best for us. If anybody says, how do I know that Jesus cares for me? Just take a trip to Calvary today. Just take a trip and see Jesus on the cross and see him shedding his blood for you and I. See him hanging in the heavens being judged by God on our behalf. So, I mean, Jesus has proved to us that he has our best at heart. Now, so anything Jesus is going to say to us, it's for our good. I mean, it's really important. He's not going to say something to us which isn't necessary. Jesus never wasted a single word. Every single word that Jesus speaks has great virtue. And Jesus is looking at our condition, bearing in mind that we are fallen people. You know, Brother Max was speaking on Friday about the two horses, the two horse race. You know, we've got our souls, our hearts inside of us this evening that want to serve God, but you've got this outside man and we've got our mind that can get in the way. And that's why Jesus, looking at the way that we are, looking at people the way that they were, he told them, he says, be very careful how you listen. Take heed how you hear. Yeah, so he really, really must have something that he's trying to say. And what it shows us is that there's at least two types of hearing. Because he's saying, be careful how we hear. So there must be a kind of hearing that doesn't do us any good. Because he's saying, be careful. There's a certain type of hearing that he's trying to point us to. And he's trying to warn us that there's a danger, and we all fall into it if you're not careful, of listening without hearing. And I'm sure none of us want to be that during this week, that we come here and we listen, but we don't hear. And that's what Jesus is trying to speak to us about. Look at Matthew chapter 13. There's some Bibles at the back, I think next to you, Brother Scotty. Does anybody here not own their own Bible? Is anybody here that doesn't have a Bible? I brought some nice Bibles if somebody doesn't have their own Bible. I'm not speaking to people that have forgotten their Bibles at home. That's your own fault. Yes, Joanna would like a Bible, please. Anybody else here that doesn't own their own Bible but would like a Bible? Okay, we have some spare ones at the back if you do need them. But let her have one, please, Brother Scotty. Yeah, good. Because it's good to read the Bible. Matthew 13, look what Jesus says in verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. My. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. My. So these people, think about it. You know, none of us want to be found in this category of people that were spending time personally with Jesus. And Jesus was right there. They gathered together to Jesus, and Jesus was speaking to them. And he says, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. He says, you're listening, but you're not hearing. You know, and I know how easy it is to do that. So we don't want to make that mistake. You know, and especially when it's Jesus who's speaking, because here was Jesus himself speaking the words of eternal life. And the people weren't hearing. And the people went away. And many of them, I'm sure, thought they understood what was going on, but they didn't. It was the disciples who came afterwards to Jesus and said, please, Master, explain what you were saying. Then he really opened up their understanding and they understood what was being said. So there's a kind of hearing, a kind of listening that does us no good. Yeah, and it's not something that we want to fall into. So how can we ensure that during these services, tomorrow morning we've got Brother Cheslin preaching for us. Then tomorrow evening we're going to have Brother Daniel preaching for us. And same again on Wednesday. Then Thursday we're going to have Brother Daniel twice. We get on to Friday. You know, it's going to finish up our week. There's going to be quite a lot of services ahead of us. But how can we make sure that you're going to benefit from these services? That's what you want to do. How can we take heed, the way that Jesus said, to how we hear? And how can we make sure that we're listening the way that we're supposed to listen? So there's three things we'll quickly consider. The first thing is, let's consider what we will be hearing. Okay, let's really consider that. Well, what are we going to be hearing while we hear? Then the second thing, let's consider who we're listening to. And the third thing, we'll then get on to a few practical steps of let's consider how we should listen. So if you want to listen effectively, if you want to be and fulfill what Jesus said we should fulfill, maybe we just need a few hints and tips on this. Now, the first thing is, I just say to every single one of us, I don't think there's a single person here who realizes fully the privilege and the benefit of us being here. You know, there's people around this world that are perishing. There's people in hospitals that are dying. There's people that are on the verge of committing suicide around this world. There's people stuck in Muslim nations. There's people stuck in North Korea. They can never hear the word. You know, they shudder from the word. But the Lord has allowed us to come to this place now to hear the words of eternal life. You may not realize it, but God has favored every single person here greatly by just giving us an opportunity. Think of so many of your friends. Think of your peers from school. Are they hearing the words of eternal life this week? What are they? Some are dead. Some are buried. Some are in the grave. Some are drunkards. Some are, you know, so you think of it just for you and I to be here this week, to be able to sit down and to hear the words of life. Out of all of the people, are we not the most privileged of the people this week? No, go through Kilmainham in Dublin, go through Swords, go through all over. Count all the people. Look at what the young people are doing this week. Then consider that you are not here by chance. The God of heaven arranged for you to be here so that you could be a partaker to hear the words of eternal life. Friends, let's be grateful to the Lord, even just for that, to say, Lord, I'm a privileged person to be here even upon this evening. Oh, my. That we don't realize it sometimes, just how privileged that we are, until sometimes that privilege is taken away from us. And then we see how we didn't realize how important that was. So, but let's first consider what we're going to be hearing this week. What are we going to hear? When Brother Cheslin comes tomorrow, Brother Daniel comes tomorrow, what are we going to be hearing? We are going to be hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news of Christ. Wow. Think of that. We're going to be hearing the words of eternal life. What's the greatest thing any person could want? Is eternal life. And we are going to have the words of eternal life. Tomorrow morning, by the grace of God, tomorrow even right through this week, the God of heaven's going to anoint the ministers to bring to every one of us the words of eternal life. Amen. That if you're not a partaker of eternal life, if you don't have eternal life yet, the Lord is going to present eternal life to you. He's going to come and show you in his word the way of eternal life. He's going to give you an opportunity to come to eternal life. We're going to be hearing Christ's personal message to this age. Imagine every church age had a personal message which Jesus wrote and addressed. He got John to write a letter. His counsel, his personal counsel. He looked at the condition of each age And he looked at the young people in each age, and he saw the challenges of each age. And he personally dictated a letter to John and said, send this to the angel of Laodicea, to the messenger of Laodicea. Friends, imagine we are going to sit when this world is in confusion, when this world is falling apart. We're going to be hearing his final counsel to his final age. Imagine Jesus himself is personally going to give us his counsel of how we should live and how we can overcome in this age. Friends, how many of your friends are going to get counsel like that? How many of your friends this week, how many of your peers, how many of your neighbors, your relatives are going to have an opportunity like that this week for Jesus himself to come down and counsel us, to give us counsel? To say, let me show you, be careful of this, and this is the way that you should walk, and this is how the devil works, and so forth. Oh, friends, that's a great thing the Lord is going to do to us this week. We're not going to be hearing the opinions of people. We're not just going to be hearing the ideas of man this week, but we're going to hear the words of life. That's what's going to come to us. Every single service, the words of life. We're going to hear the eternal word of the eternal God. Imagine, we are going to be dealing with spiritual things this week, eternal things, things that our destiny hinges on. Our eternal destination may determine by how we hear the word this week. Oh, friends, that's what I'm saying. Let's consider what we've come to. Let's consider what we will be hearing this week. Oh, my. Imagine we will be hearing Christ himself, because Christ is the Logos. He's the word. He was made flesh and died for us. And now he comes back to us in the spiritual form. And he comes and draws near to our souls. And he being the anointed word, he's going to speak to every one of our souls because he loves us. The song says, Jesus, lover of my soul. He loves your soul. He doesn't want your soul to perish. He doesn't want you to be overcome in this age. He wants you to be an overcomer in this age. So he's going to come and counsel you and show you how to overcome. He's going to come and show you, be careful, you didn't realize this is the devil. Watch out for this. Imagine Jesus himself. Imagine if you're back in the days of Jesus, it would be like that. He would have come and he would have sat there by Brother Jesse, and he would have sat down, put his arm around and said, Jesse, let me give you some advice, my friend. Be careful of this when you get back out there. Watch out for this and don't hang around with that person. But these people will help you to walk. Imagine that's what Jesus wants to be to us. But he's not coming in flesh and blood. He's coming in his body now. But he's going to come in the spirit form. And he's going to come close to you. If you have ears to hear, he's going to be speaking to you in that kind of way. That's what he wants to do to us. Look what he says in Mark 4 verse 9. He said unto them. Let's read that verse, saints. Mark 4 verse 9. He said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, friends, every one of us are grateful we've got ears. Some of our ears are bigger than others. But every single one of us have got natural ears, and we're grateful for that. But Jesus is saying, he that has another kind of an ear, he that's got an ear who's able to hear from the realm of the supernatural, from the realm of the eternal, he who can hear this voice, the certain sound of Christ. Jesus says, you my sheep, hear my voice. Oh, friends, that's really the kind of hearing, those are the kind of ears that we want to have this week, so that we can hear, because there's obviously a lot of people that hear, but they don't understand. And why does he want us to hear? Because he knows exactly what each of us need to hear. Every single one of us, if you could sit down in personal counsel with Jesus today, there's things he would say personally to you. Because he knows exactly what you're going through. He knows the thoughts of your heart. He knows your challenges. He knows your fears. You know, he knows your challenges that you're going through. And imagine if you sat with Jesus, do you think he'd ever disappoint you with his words? It would be exactly the right thing for you. If you needed exhortation, he would exhort you. If you needed comfort, he would comfort you. If you needed warning, he'd warn you. If you needed correction, he would correct you. All done in love. Now, friends, he's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's his desire this week to every single one of us. Friends, I want to hear from Jesus this week. You know, I want to know. I want wisdom. I need leadership. I need understanding. I need strengthening. I need him to speak to my soul. Because all through the week and all these months, the devil's speaking to us all the time. The world is speaking to us. We're surrounded by negativity. And we're surrounded by so many other influences and so many other voices. It's so important. That's why he's brought us aside for a while. Because he wants to speak to us. And everything he says to us, never forget, it's with eternity in mind. He's not worrying so much about time, but even the counsel he gives you, he's looking to eternity. Amen. Now his counsel, he's got eternity in view. All his dealings with us, he wants us to be in eternity with him. And that's what he's going to come and counsel us about. So he's going to bring us practical truth, but with eternity in mind. It's an eternal word. There's a spiritual quality to these things. He's preparing us now and helping us now, but he's got the world to come in view as well. Friends, you're not going to hear words like that on YouTube. You're not going to hear words like this on Facebook. You're going to be hearing something here which people out there, if they realized what it is, they would all want to be here. But some of us don't even want to be here, but the Lord still brought you here. Is that not the goodness of the Lord? And we pray by the end of the week that you'll want to be here. Next time you'll want to be here. That's what we're really praying for this week. Okay, so we've considered what we'll be hearing, but now let's consider how we should be hearing. Okay, how should we be hearing? Jesus says, take heed. So it's like he's saying to, hey, stop. No. We're coming into church. We're coming into his house. He says, hey, you guys, please just wait there a minute. Consider what you're doing. Pay heed. Be careful. This is not just gathering together like at school. This is not just gathering together like with your buddies. This is the house of God. These are things that are eternal now. These are sacred things. People's souls, like I say, eternal destinations could be hinging on what's going to be said when you get inside of here. You being an overcomer or you being overcome may be determined by how you're going to hear. So he's trying to warn us. He's trying to say, look, you need to take heed how you hear. Be careful when you're coming inside of here, because you know we want to remember who we are approaching. Yes. Open Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Yes. To those who aren't good, Brother George sings this song. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. I remember him singing with D and all of them when they had the choir. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1. If you don't know Ecclesiastes, it's just after Proverbs. I remember one person said, you can still hear the rustling in the leaves, you know. Then you know people haven't found the scripture yet. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. It's as people come in the house of God, they don't understand what they're doing. They come and speak foolish things, and they think foolish things, speak foolish things. People will be passing notes to each other in church. People will be sitting on their mobile phone while a service is going on. He says, don't you consider what you're doing when you come to the house of God? This is not the classroom. Even in your classroom, you wouldn't do things like that. We should, when we come through the doors, that we should keep watch our feet. We should tread carefully. We should take our shoes off because this is holy ground now. This is a place where eternal things are taking place. Very spiritual things are going to take place this week. Even if you're not feeling spiritual, but anybody who's spiritual can feel something spiritual is going to happen this week. There's something spiritual going to happen inside of this week. Verse 2, be not rash with your mouth. Let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven and thou art upon the earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Friends, we need to approach God the right way. We don't come just with vanity and foolishness and folly when we're coming here. We're coming saying, Lord, I'm coming before you. God is in heaven and I am on earth. Lord Jesus, you are the door. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, you hold the key to eternity for me. Lord, you hold the key to spiritual success for me. You know, so while we're approaching it, friends, let's be careful when we come into the house of God. There's always the correct approach. Anything we receive spiritually from divine, the realm of the divine, from the Lord, is determined by our approach. Consider how many people in the days of Jesus approached him and never received anything. The vast multitude, because they never approached him the right way. But anybody that approached him humbly and gave him his position and realized their need and came and said, Master, he would stand still. And it give them their full attention. We've got to approach these things the right way, friends. Now in the Bible, go and see, Jesus never shouted at anybody. Go and find out where Jesus shouted at people. Jesus' voice isn't that kind of a voice. He's not going to shout at you this. We can shout sometimes, but it's the voice behind the voice. When he speaks, it's that still small voice. There's that something inside of your soul that he wants to speak to you personally, and you'll know when he's speaking to you. But we've got to consider, watch, take heed as we come through that door and as we come and sit in his house. We've got to realize what we're doing, friends. We don't want to come and offer the sacrifice of fools, like the Bible said. No, that we speak and gossip out there and say foolish things, then straight away we come into the house of God and our mouths are filled with songs, eternal songs, songs of worship and stuff. No, 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 no. Friends, that's not the way that we're ever going to be in a condition to hear. So in coming to a close, let's pin ourselves down. I'll give you a little bit of advice on how can we hear more effectively as we want to approach God. The first thing I'll say, there's a very important skill in hearing well. Amen. Listening to preaching, there's a skill that you learn. You know, in order to hear, in order to benefit from a service spiritually, there's a certain way, a certain art, a certain thing that you learn as time goes by. Because I've been to many meetings and I never benefited and other people did. But I've been to many meetings that changed my life. And you start learning that there's an approach to this. Why did the Lord so speak to me there, but he didn't, it wasn't so real there? Surely he was trying to speak to me there because he was speaking to everybody else. And there's no respect to people, but there was something I didn't do right. There was, I didn't take heed to hear at that time. But the other time I did a certain something and then he spoke to me. It was real to me. And when he speaks to your friends, you want it to be like it every time you come into the house of the Lord. You know, because his voice is the sweetest voice that you will ever hear. You know, there's nothing better than hearing the Lord speak to you. You know, but there's times that we speak and, you know, and like I said, there's an art to this. This is not something that just comes naturally to us to be able to take heed to the way that we hear. Because if we consider multitudes, imagine how many people, even through the years in Dublin where we've been there, people have sat in church, some of them for many services. Think of some of the young people who were there for Sunday school, they were there for youth meetings, they were there for preaching services, many different ministries, some so anointed, some evangelistic, some teaching, some different things. And they sat hearing the word, and today they don't believe. They sat in the house of God, they heard the word maybe hundreds and hundreds of times. Eternal life, the stream of eternal life flowed right next to them. God's grace was right there. The love of God was right there, trying to speak to them to plunge in. And they failed to hear. Oh, friends, it can happen to you and it can happen to me. Yeah. Imagine down in the regions of the lost today. Imagine how many countless multitudes of people there are down there that sat in so many gospel meetings that they can't even remember how many. And they, therefore, one simple reason, they failed to take heed how they heard. Because they sat there and they had ears, but they never listened. They didn't understand what was being said. And it was the word of eternal life. Jesus was trying to get through to them. Jesus was trying to warn them. Jesus was trying to minister eternal life to them. But they failed to hear. And for that simple reason, despite all the privilege and opportunity that they had, they're in the regions of the lost today. Friends, I know people like that. You know people like that. Friends, it's a sad thing. And the Lord was crying out to them, trying to get through to them, trying to warn them. Because God is not willing that any should perish. Can you see, friends, you've got to be careful. This isn't something that just comes naturally. You've got to really approach these things properly if you want to hear. You know, you've got to really take heed how you hear. So, you know, we need to understand that kind of a principle. Now, the important thing to understand is your preparation. Because here's Brother Daniel. Now, friends, Brother Daniel, this week, I don't think he was on his computer the whole week playing Brawl Stars. I don't think so. I don't think Brother Cheslin, when he was coming over, flying overnight last night, he was on the in-flight entertainment watching Barbie. The Barbie movie. He wasn't doing that. No. Think of it, friends. They considered what they were handling. They considered who they were dealing with. They considered where they were going. They considered their approach to these things. Because they realized, Lord, there's going to be souls of young people. Lord, some of them, they don't know you. Some of them, Satan's trying to snare them. Some of them, you want him to go further with you. Lord, I'm a person. How am I supposed to know what to say to these people? So you'll find Brother Daniel would have been praying and yielding, and Brother Cheslin, to find that spiritual realm of the mind of God, to get themselves in tune with the divine, to get themselves in tune with the eternal, with the spiritual realm. And then the Lord started to put burdens upon their hearts to, and maybe they didn't even know why they should speak that, but go and speak about this. And then certain things were quickened and became, and they heard from the Lord. Now, friends, imagine they had to prepare themselves prayerfully like that so they could get out of the realm just of their mortality, just out of the realm of their humanity, out of their own thoughts, their own understanding, all the distractions going around them, the pressures of their life. They had to spend their time yielding to the Lord to get in tune with Him, to hear His voice. Now, friend, it's no different for the minister than it is for the hearer. You see, that's what we fail to hear. Because you're never going to hear from the Lord the way that Brother Daniel did, or hear what the Lord is saying through Brother Daniel, unless you also can get in tune. Because the Lord has tuned him to a certain frequency, and he had to get to a process to get, maybe waiting on the Lord in the word and prayerfully, Lord, what do you want me to say here? And the Lord took him out of the realm of himself, and a gift inside of a man starts working and gets to a certain spiritual frequency. Friends, the only time we can really say that we've heard sitting there is when we start getting to the same frequency ourselves. So we start hearing from the same source that he heard from. Then we're hearing the way that we're supposed to hear now. You know, so like I'm saying, so Brother Daniel, when he's going to come and preach tomorrow, he's not going to get on social media just before he comes to the pulpit. He's not going to get on YouTube there and go and be watching some, you know, some silly antics and pranks of people, you know, and say, hi, this is really nice, fun. And then, oh, it's time to go to church. And then he's going to come and stand here in the pulpit and say, okay, saints, let's now deal with the eternal things. If you looked at the minister, you'd say, what kind of minister is that? But the minister can also look at the hearer and say, what kind of hearer is that? Because when you are fighting or some monster there on your game just before service, and somebody's saying, it's time for you to go for service, guys. Let me just finish my round, you know. And you come and you sit here. My friend, you have destroyed your service with the Lord. Because in your mind comes, you are so distracted. You are so in another dimension. You're so in another frequency. That even the God in heaven, anointing the song leader, anointing the musicians, and anointing the minister is going to have a very, very hard time speaking to you. Yet you'll get to the end of the service and you'll say, I heard every word that was said. But in reality, when God looks at your soul, he says, you never heard a word. You heard, but you never understood. And that's why nothing will ever change in your life. You know, you'll find other people will be growing. Others will be delivered. Others will be healed. Others will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Others will, you know, catch the revelation of Christ. Others will be so inspired by the end of the week. And you'll go and say, well, it was okay. I'm glad I was there with my friends. Can you see why Jesus is saying, take heed how you hear?
Yes, sir. Amen.
And this explains why two people sitting next to each other in the same service, one's life can be transformed by that service. But don't ever forget, every time you interact with the spiritual and you do it the wrong way, it doesn't leave you the way you were. It makes you worse. Because every time the Lord tries to deal with you and you don't respond the right way, next time it becomes harder for you to respond. You know, these are not things that we can play around with, friends. No, the Lord has His time and He has His way. And this may be your season this week. Amen. And He may say, this is the season I'm going to deal with the soul of this brother. I'm going to deal with the soul of this sister. Amen. And then if you now are so distracted by other things that when the Lord says, this is your time, and He tries to speak to you and your mind is in some other frequency, and then the burden leaves you, you may never get another opportunity. Yeah. Our friends, how many people listen to Jesus even in that same chapter? And went away, never benefited one speck spiritually from Jesus. Yet Jesus himself was preaching to them the parable of the sower. Yet not a single one of them really understood. That's why Jesus says you need to take heed how you hear. Be very careful how you hear things. Because it's not an easy thing. It's not a small thing to be able to hear the real voice of God in the preaching of the word. But you will find any person here tomorrow in the morning. We have prayer meeting at 8. We have breakfast at 9. Any person here who we're singing about a pure heart, who wants to hear from the Lord tomorrow in the preaching of the word. And you get up in the morning, and even though the person next to you might be on social media, this or the other one might be doing this, and you say, but no, I don't want that. I want to hear from the Lord. And you take your Bible, and you come and sit here. And you kneel on your knees first, and you pray and say, Lord, I want to hear from you. Tune me in. Let me come in the Spirit. You sit and you read your Bible before the prayer meeting, even before anybody else comes. I guarantee you, you're going to hear from heaven this week. I guarantee you, your life is going to be transformed until you'll never be the same. Until your peers will say, you're not the same as you used to be. Your parents will say, what's happened to my child? Something took place, but it's our preparation. It's our preparation, friends. Our minds are fallen. This is the greatest battle. They're so easily distracted. And once our mind gets in a certain gets going in a certain direction, gets in a certain frequency, it's not an easy thing. You can't instantaneously turn it around in the right direction. So if you've been fellowshipping the wrong things, thinking the wrong things out there, your frequency of your mind is in a fallen condition, thinking of, you know, worldly things, distracting things, then you come into the house of the Lord and sit there. You think just when the song leader gets up, pah, you're going to be in the right frequency. It doesn't work like that. Now you've got to retrace your steps from all the way that you've strayed over here. And you've got to retrace your steps all the way back to being normal again. And then you've got to start getting yourself in the Spirit. Friends, that's not an easy thing. Like I said, that's why so many times you say, I wish we could start the service the way we finished the service. Because then we'd have a really powerful service. Because by the end of the service, everyone's there, wants to be in the house and wants to worship. Say, hey, if only I had been there at the beginning, something powerful could have taken place today. You know, so it's this preparation, friends. That's why there's the importance of quiet time. Quiet time is not just a law or a rule. Quiet time is a necessity. You go to the sea just down the way of Bray. Go and see the sea after a big storm, and you see those big waves bashing against the rocks and the spray going up. The storm may have finished yesterday, but the effects of the storm continue on. It takes a long time for that sea to come down to being still again. That's the same as your mind. When your mind's been excited by these other things, and so when you come and sit in the house of the Lord, it takes time for all of that to quieten down. And sometimes it takes so long that the preaching of the word's just about gone. And while somebody's preaching, your mind is still on those things. You're still just, you're not hearing anything from God. You're hearing every word of the minister, but your mind is not understanding anything from God. It's not receiving anything spiritual at all. And that's why, friends, we know when others go to camps, like you heard, like Still Waters in America, they normally take the young people's mobile phones away from them when they get there. Amen. Now, friends, we don't do that, but friends, we're going to be watching out for your souls because we care for you. Amen. If we see young people in the morning so tired when you come to the prayer meeting, yeah, because I know I was in church yesterday, there was one believer that was so fast asleep that even when I said, don't sleep in church, they still continue to sleep. And I'd heard of them before. They like to stay on their phone until 2-3 in the morning. Yeah, friends, if we're going to go out here tonight and young people are going to be on their phones until 12-1 in the morning, and you come into the prayer meeting tomorrow and we see you like that, because we love you, we're going to come and sit down next to you and going to say, please, brother, please, sister, would you mind if I can keep your phone to the end of the week? We're going to do that.
Amen.
Honestly, friends, because we love you, we're not going to allow the devil to cheat you like that this week. I've seen it too many times that the devil has so distracted people with their phone. We won't do that, friends. Like I said, when I went to Benjamin's new school, he's going into the academy, and the headmaster said that when we went for the induction, said, we don't allow phones at this school. He says, we don't allow it. He says, only in certain classes. He says, but during break time, no one's allowed to use their phone. He said, because when they don't use their phones, they actually speak to one another. Yes. And friends, we're here to speak to one another this week. And we're here to speak to the Lord. We're not here to be out there in the digital world. That can continue on Friday when we go home, if necessary. But friends, while we're here, we want to be shut in with God. And we can't be shut in with God when we're allowing another frequency to continually distract us from eternal things. We need to take heed how we hear. So we need to prepare ourselves for these things. And friends, we have a curfew here as well. Lights out 11 o'clock. We've always enforced that. We learned it from our first camps when we didn't used to do that. And then young people would come, not only young people, even senior youth, and they would talk. And you get to Wednesday, and people are so tired. It's hard even to get them to sleep. No, friends, we've come here for the word. We've come here to hear from the Lord. We love our friends, we love fellowship, but that is secondary, friends. The first thing we're focusing on here is the spiritual. That's why 11 o'clock, lights out, no talking in the rooms. And our good deacons did a good job. They placed the seniors next to the juniors. You know, so Brother Faithful and all of the good brothers there, they're next to the juniors next to them, and they'll be listening out. And if they hear da-da-da-da during the night, Brother Faithful just goes nicely to the door. My brothers, do you mind if I come inside and just talk to you a little bit about the importance of rest? About the importance, the importance of a fresh mind when you come into the house of the Lord. Because in the military, friends, it's a doctrine. Every commander has to get enough rest. Because when you're tired, friends, the prophet says you can't hear from God. When your mind is tired, it's so hard, he says, to catch the spirit. What's the purpose of coming here, friends, and getting tired out? And then you come to the house of the Lord and you sleep. So if we see two, three young boys coming to the prayer meeting, they're sleeping, we're going to come and have a little bit of a chat with you. And say, brothers, what was happening in your room last night? Why are you brothers all so tired? Friends, and it's all done in love, friends. Because we know the wiles of the devil. We've learned these things before. So friends, let's focus on the things we're doing here. God has given us a privilege. God has given us an opportunity to get ourselves away from those things for a season so it can better equip us as believers. So we can fellowship with the eternal things. But there's a devil, friends. And he loves to bring in these distractions. And if you're not careful, we can allow the devil to shipwreck the whole week for you. That you'll come to the end of this week and you won't have heard one thing from God. There'll be no power of transformation in your life. You'll have gone nowhere further with Christ. And friends, I can't think of any bigger tragedy than that. You know, now, to finish off, what's the ways that we can do to hear things properly? The first one, listen attentively. That's how we should listen. That's why I gave every one of you a notebook. And a pen, because it's proven that taking notes is one way of helping you to keep your attention on something. You learn so much more when you make notes than you do when you don't. And Brother Daniel's very good at it. I think Brother Cheslin as well, using slides and props and that and dramas to try to keep people's attention. You're just sitting and listening. Sometimes a lot of it just goes by. Last week on Friday when Brother Max was preaching, it had been a tiring week. We were tired when he got to church. I took out my notebook, and I always do that. And by keeping your notes going and listening what's being said and praying in your heart, you keep your focus on the service. When the birds of the air want to come and distract you to steal the seed, to take away the seed, just get yourself back in line once again and take a note. If it's a scripture, something it said that strikes you, something that you'd like to follow up, just write it down. If something good is said, paraphrase it. Just write it very quickly down. And by doing that, you will benefit so much more from the service than by allowing yourself to daydream in the midst of the service. That you're hearing in a natural sense, but you're not understanding. You're not focused. You're not in that, but you're not getting in tune here to hear spiritual things. And friends, that's also why church order is so important. We are people that are so easily distracted. Like I say, passing notes in church. When you pass someone a note, not only are you distracting yourself and distracting them, but you're distracting the people that are around you. Because others now, they're just starting to hear, get in the frequency, and they see you passing a note. Now their attention isn't anymore on eternal things. It's on your foolishness that you're doing in church. You know, so we shouldn't do things like that. That's why the prophet in the prayer lines would say, please don't move around very much. You disturb the moving of the spirit. I'm needing to contact the spirit of this person. And when you move around, it disturbs the flow of the spirit. That's why we have church order. It's not just to make life hard for people, but it's to give everybody a fair opportunity to focus. Amen. When you're talking and whispering in a service, you not only destroyed your service and this, you're destroying the service of the other people around you. Amen. That's why the deacons watch out. And if you're whispering and that, they come and tap on your shoulder and say, shh, don't talk in the house of the Lord. It's for your good and it's for our own good, friends. So we really, really need to be careful. And coming to the last point, the greatest thing that you want to do, you want to be in contact with the minister.
Amen.
You want to, when the minister's preaching, you want to get to the stage that your soul, the frequency inside of you, corresponds with the frequency inside of them. Is it not a blessing when that happens, friends? When the minister's preaching and you can feel it. You're not just hearing it, but you can feel the effects. You want to hear feelingly. You want your heart to be tender. You want your heart to be prepared ground that when the word's going forth, you're feeling in your soul, you're feeling in your heart the effects of the word. No, it's sanctifying you. It's cleansing you. It's quickening you. You can feel this word's doing something to me. It's not just hearing with the ears, friends. The real ear is the ear of your heart. It's the hearing from your soul. It's that faith, the sixth sense. You're looking to the unseen. You're seeing that which can't be seen. You're hearing the voice from the supernatural place. Every single one of us who want to do that, friends, I'm sure you're the same. Now, the very final point to bring us to prayer. We need to hear prayerfully. Because there's no way you can ever be tuned up in spiritual things without prayer. It's prayer. It's you reaching out to the Lord and saying, Lord, speak to me, Lord. I need to hear from you. When you draw near to him, he draws near to you.
Amen.
You know, the song says, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. That should be the prayer you pray, saying, Lord, I can see you blessing this brother. I can see you blessing this sister. Lord, please don't pass me by. Lord, visit me. And every time your soul is genuine, your soul is desiring to hear from the Lord, and you reach out to him that way, and you touch the Lord in that way, you'll find the virtue will flow forth into you. You'll find there'll be a supernatural something. The atmosphere will start to change. Things will start becoming clear. Your mind starts becoming clear. You start getting in a spiritual focus. You now start seeing things the way God wanted you to see them. And by the time you come to the end of the service, you'll go outside and say, the Lord spoke to me.
Amen.
Then you can sing the song, it was on a Monday, somebody touched me.
Amen.
It was on a Wednesday, somebody touched me. It must have been the hand of the Lord. Friends, there's nothing sweeter than that. So as we'd come to prayer this evening, friends, that's why we put the rules and so forth that we do have at the camp. Not to have a quiet time and to have a curfew and, you know, and not to allow people to be sitting on their mobile phones. If you're going to be sitting out there on your mobile phone before in service of saints, don't be surprised if some of us can come and sit down next to you and put our arm around you and say, what's going on here? No, you've come here to make friends, to bond deeper with the friends that you've got. We've come here now to go higher on Jacob's ladder. We've come here to take the next step in our spiritual life, to hear from the Lord, to go deeper in our experience. Let's not let the devil come and rob us from those things, friends. That's why Jesus says, take heed how you hear. And he said it to who? To you and to me.
Amen.
It's a personal, every single one of us now. Friends, let's take heed this week how we hear. Let's make sure we hear the right way. Let's make sure we give the Spirit of God an opportunity to speak to us.
Yes, sir.
Let's give Jesus an opportunity to deal with us. And you'll never be the same again. And you'll never approach these kind of meetings the same way again. Because you'll realize the power of the possibility. When God gathers his people together, the potential, the eternal potential that is here, if we'll just approach him the right way, and how he'll speak to us, and how he'll do his will. Let's stand, friends. And I didn't say it there, but as we stand, there's one other way that we should hear. We should hear and respond. When the Lord speaks to you, immediately respond.
Amen.
When he spoke to the Ethiopian eunuch, where's the water? I want to be baptized.
Amen.
You see, we should be those kinds of people. That's what God loves. When you hear, respond. And you know one good way of responding is to say amen.
Amen.
When something speaks to your soul, you should say amen.
Amen.
Friends, amen is a blessed thing. Because you're helping the minister to realize he's in the right frequency.
Amen.
You're helping him to realize that, hey, look, I'm not just speaking to statues here, you know. It's not just me and enjoying myself, but hey, we actually, there's a sympathetic resonance here. No, there's a vibration that's coming from me, and it's, and there's a sympathy, a sympathy inside of somebody else, the same vibration. Somebody says, amen, brother, that's it. I love it when Brother Faithful gets up in the service and you're, and Brother Max, the other day, someone gets up at the back and, friends, you don't know how much it helps the minister. Because friends, when the minister's preaching, don't think the devil's not speaking to him. Yeah. No, the devil does a spiritual warfare. He'll be telling him, ah, I don't think these people are really interested in what you say. So when you're saying amen, the prophet says, it's like you're saying to, you're taking your dog. When he says, it's like saying, sick him, boy. And the dog goes, he says, and the worst one, a skunk I know is the devil. And he says, when you say amen to the preacher, it's like you're saying, sick him, boy, that's it. You're heading in the right direction. That's what you want, friends. When you respond, it's another way to help you to stay in focus. And then you start connecting your spirit and the minister, the anointing that's on the minister and the anointing that's inside of you. You find two things come together. And the prophet says, when two omnipotents meet, that's when the miraculous is going to happen. When what the minister's saying and you catch it, you'll be healed. When the minister's preaching eternal life and something resonates inside of you, you'll receive eternal life. That's how it comes about. Let's ask the musicians lead us in one song. And let's every one of us come to a time of prayer this evening, saints. Let's pray for our rest tonight. Let's pray for this place. Let's pray for the ministry for tomorrow. And more and most importantly, pray for yourself that the Lord will give you ears to hear. And help us to prepare ourselves properly for the day that lays before. I didn't do too bad on the time. All of my family before, when I said I'm speaking tonight, they all said, how long are you going to take? It's natural to say.
So gentle, sweet Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art holy,
Lord, Lord Jesus,
do not pass me by.
Don't know how to pray, just say what's in your heart to the Lord. If you know you're sinful, say, oh Father, depart from me, I'm a sinful man, the way that Peter did, or say, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips, whatever. And you seek the Lord, and there's a fountain open tonight that will cleanse you from your sin, cleanse you from your guilt, and there's a quickening power that will help you if you seek him the right way in prayer. Let's all pray. Thank you, Lord, Father, for grace. the Heavenly Father upon this evening, Lord. We just look unto them. Come to close for us in a word of prayer this evening, saints, and God bless you. Brother Faithful, if you'd come here. Thanks, brother. Let's stand, saints, and we just unite ourselves together with our brother as he would pray this evening.
Amen. Let us pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you this day for this evening, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for our hearts are just yearning to hear from you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Jesus Christ, how you started off, oh God, telling us that we should take heed. Yes. What, how we hear, Lord,
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ, Lord. Another verse, oh God, of the Bible, you also said we should take heed what we hear.
Amen, Lord, amen, amen. Yes,
and
Lord.
We know, Lord Jesus, that you've sorted out what we would hear, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank
that is
you,
why
Lord.
You did not even say praise much about that, because amen. You have already have that great word you want to speak to
Hallelujah.
Our
Hallelujah. Yes,
in
Lord.
You, Lord, you already have what we need to hear, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We may come here thinking that we want to hear this
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Want to hear that. But Lord, you really know what we need to hear, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As our faces are yes. different, Lord, our needs are also different, Lord. Our heart's yes. desires are different, Lord.
Amen.
We need different things in our lives, Lord. And different,
Amen.
Some of us are in different stages of our life, Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Therefore, Lord, we need different things, oh God, to minister to us. And you know how to do that, Lord.
Amen.
That is why you're telling us that we now should handle our own part, Lord, on how we hear, Lord Jesus
yes,
Christ, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But
yes,
even
Lord.
In this, our own part, Lord, we are saying, please, come and help us, Lord.
Amen.
Because in our own selves, Lord, we cannot do these things, Lord
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ.
Yes,
in our
Lord,
own
yes,
selves, Lord.
Lord,
our mind is wired for distraction sometimes, Lord.
Amen.
And some
Amen.
Of us,
Amen.
Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ, Lord, the way Satan is going about things, Lord, our attention span is very small, oh Father,
yes,
Lord Jesus
Lord.
Christ. Some can't even concentrate, oh God, for 20 good minutes, Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ, Lord. But Lord Jesus Christ, we hand over all these things to you, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Are praying, oh God, Jesus,
Amen.
That, oh God, this time around, Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be different,
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ. It's not
yes,
going to be
Lord.
Business as usual, Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Lord, there will be something different that is going to happen to us, Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
That when
Amen.
We hear,
Amen.
Lord, we'll be in the same frequency, Lord, with you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Lord Jesus
yes,
Christ, Lord, may the ministers not even be able to minister, Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. May there be yes. an outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
Lord Jesus
Christ.
Christ. Our heart is
Amen.
Yearning for what is real
yes.
and what is
yes,
genuine,
Lord.
Oh God.
Amen.
Our heart is
Amen.
Yearning for the real substance of your power.
Amen.
Our heart
yes,
is yearning
Lord.
For the real substance of your life, oh Lord
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ.
Yes,
we don't want to live here, oh God, the way we came, oh God.
Amen.
We don't want to live here worse
yes,
than we came,
Lord.
Oh God.
Yes,
we want to do also want to live here better, Lord. We
Amen.
Want to live here godly, Lord.
Amen.
We want to live here righteous, Lord.
Please,
we want to live here ready for heaven, Lord.
Amen.
We want to live
Amen.
Here, oh
Amen.
God, knowing that if
oh,
God should
Jesus.
Come at any time,
Amen.
We will be one of them that would make it,
Amen.
Oh Lord. We want to live here with our hearts, oh God, changed, oh God. We want
Amen.
To live here transformed, oh God, from
Amen.
Our inside out, Lord
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ, Lord. We don't want to live here putting on some old religion, oh
no.
God. No, we are here for the real thing, oh God.
Yes, Lord,
and we
yes,
know that
Lord.
Whenever you gather your people, you don't gather them just for gathering sake, Lord.
Amen.
It would be unwise for a natural man to gather his children around the table and have nothing to offer them.
Amen.
Even if a natural man would, oh God, when he gathers his children together, he thinks of something to offer them.
Yes.
Oh God, and sometimes he gives them things according to their age and according to their preference
Amen.
And according to what they like, oh God. Oh God, if a natural man could do that, Lord, how
yes.
much more our Heavenly Father, you can't gather your children here for nothing, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, when you gather us together, Lord, there is something that you want to give to us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that we'll be able to catch it, oh God.
Amen.
Even the little ones in our midst, Lord,
Amen.
We are not leaving them behind, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Even if they are 2 years old, Lord, we are not leaving
Amen.
Them behind, Lord.
Amen.
Even the ones that are in the womb, Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
We speak Holy Spirit to them in
yes,
the name of Jesus
Lord.
Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Christ,
Amen.
The Lord, oh God. Yes. John the Baptist, oh God, he was filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his womb, oh God, from the womb, oh God. So even those that are in the womb, oh God, may they be baptized with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Amen. And even all of us, Lord, may we be baptized with the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, thinking about these meetings, Lord, my heart is just yearning, oh God, Father, for the time in Pentecost, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, Father, where they were gathered in one accord, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost came, oh God,
yes,
as glowing tongues of fire, oh God, upon the heart of each and every one, oh God, that the people came around and said, what is going on here, oh God, that something has breaking forth, Lord Jesus Christ, that we've never seen before, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, in Azusa Street Revival, Lord, it was the same thing, oh God. Young men and women came out, Lord, they said, we are tired of the routine, we want something, oh God, we want God in our lives, and cloving tongues of fire, the same power that came, oh God, in the day of Pentecost, it came during Azusa Street Revival. Lord God, why not now?
Yes,
oh
Lord.
God, even the beginning of this year, we have about the Auburn Revival. We have a group of people came together and in Auburn University, and they had a revival for days and days and days. Lord, this is Dublin, Lord.
Yes,
why
Lord.
Not now, Lord?
Amen.
If not we, then who, oh
Lord?
If not now, then when, Lord Jesus Christ? Let there be another revival in our midst, oh God.
Amen.
Let
there
be another outpouring in our midst, oh God.
Lord.
Let it be called the Dublin Revival.
Amen.
And let it move, oh God, from church to church, oh God. You said, Lord, when the power of this church rise, it will draw its brethren, Lord.
Amen.
May the power of this church rise, and may it draw its brethren, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Knowing that
Amen.
You hear us always, Lord. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Just before we sing, saints, like we said, Gareth came and gave us the ground rules for those who weren't here. Is 10:30 the games room closes. And they're really asking, please, young ones especially, don't go running up and down towards the games room, making noise, because that's where the people who run the place, the staff, they have their houses there and they'll be sleeping with their children. So please, especially out there, that area, let's really respect them. We've always had good favor with the people here because they've always said, your young people are very, very obedient and good young people. So let's keep it up, you know. And also, let's not be running too much up and down in the corridors when people are trying to rest. I know some people have got a lot of energy, but we'll find a good way for you to use that energy in a productive way. Don't you worry as we get into the year. So tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock is prayer meeting. Brother Wilmore will be just taking an exhortation, and then we'll straight away get into prayer. 9 o'clock breakfast. And then either 10 o'clock will be quiet time, 10:30 will be song worship tomorrow in the morning. So God bless you, saints. Let's dismiss with one, Brother George, whatever you have. Let's think about that one. It was on a Wednesday. Somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. It must have been the end of the glory, 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 glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory. Oh, somebody touched me. It must have been the end of the road. It was on a Wednesday. It was on a Wednesday. Somebody, oh yes, it was on a Friday. Somebody touched me. It was on a Friday. Somebody touched me. It must have been the end of the road. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. It must have been there. He's everything, everything, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, mother,
sister and my brother. He's everything. He's everything in the world to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything. We are marching to glory land. We are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching over Jerusalem. Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. We are marching, we are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching, we are marching over to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. In that rock, I will hide. In that shadow, I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that room I will. We are marching, marching, we are marching over to Jim. We are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching, we are marching over to Jim. We are marching, we are marching over to Jim. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. We are marching, we are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching, we are marching over to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to the fair city. Take treasure when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. I want to be Dash's number when the saints go marching. Oh yes, oh I know I'll see my Savior if my life is free from sin. Heaven's doors will open for me when the saints go marching. Fall in line with the saints, they're marching in. When the saints stay in line, oh, we're done to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, oh, when we gather around the throne. And the gates are closed where there. I'll be shouting, glory, glory, hallelujah. When the saints go marching, when Tavina, when the saints go marching in, Tavina's marching, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching, where I am waiting for my chariot to swing low and I step in. What's wrong, Baba? On the clouds, I'll ride to heaven when the saints go marching. Stay line when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. Oh, but to be in that number. When the saints go marching. We are marching, marching, oh, we are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem, Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching over. We are marching over. We are marching over. We are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem. In that rock I will hide. In the shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will lie, in that rock I will lie. In that shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that room I will. Mine. Jesus is mine. Mine. Jesus is my Savior. Day by day. Mine. Oh, is mine and yours. Mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus is my Savior. Day by day. Mine. Jesus is mine. Mine. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. The king is in the camp.